busy soul that's serving the entire Malaysia, she has a special space in her heart for all of us. And that's why she has been with the youths for 21 years in the entire youth retreat. So
some of you were not even born.
Yes. All of them actually.
Yes, actually.
All of them were not
when
even
the youth
born.
Retreat started.
Yes.
They were not born.
So can you imagine the journey and the amount of experiences and the knowledge that Mirabai can share with us from her heart? And I would like Sister Nicole to invite Mirabai with the special flower. And we can,
all of you,
on behalf of all of you.
Thank you.
So, without taking any further time, I would like Mirabai to share her experiences from her heart.
What's the topic?
Today's topic is yoga. So today's theme is yoga. So maybe you can share a bit on...
Good.
Other mic.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Yoga. What is yoga? When you think of this word, what comes to your mind immediately? Spontaneously, can you say? What comes to your mind when you think of the word yoga? Speak. No, yoga word, what it means. What is yoga? Speak, no? Yeah, others say something. Otherwise we won't enjoy being together. Got to interact. Yeah?
Physical yoga.
Physical. Word yoga. Just like when you think about the word sun, what comes? So like that. When you think of the word yoga, what comes to the mind? What is yoga?
Calmness.
Calmness. Okay? Say something.
Peacefulness.
Any other?
Silence.
Who did not say anything? You all practice yoga, right? Do you? Yeah? So, in fact, the word yoga comes from the Sanskrit word yuj. Yuj means link. Yoga means link. Yoga means connection. Yoga means communion. Yoga means meeting. Right? What do? When we do yoga, soul meet with God. Link means soul connect with the Supreme Soul. Or it is communication, communion. So, of course, Baba says, when you use the word yoga, it sounds little bit technical. So we may say, I don't have time for yoga. No, the feeling that comes is you have to sit down and in a particular posture and, you know, do something. So you may say, I don't have time. So what Baba says is, instead of the word yoga, use the word remembrance. Yad. Remembrance. Why? Because we always remember someone, something, some place, right? We are not without remembrance. So when we approach the word yoga as remembrance, it makes it easy. So all that we need to do is to transform the remembrance from the physical level to spiritual level. That's all. Right? Like say, a student, remember who? Teacher. Natural. Patient, remember?
Doctor.
A child will remember?
Parents.
It's natural. That is yoga. But that's on a physical level. So now when I transform it into spiritual, soul, remember Supreme Self. So in spiritual terminology, being soul conscious and connecting myself with the Supreme Soul. So to remember anyone, you need two things. Without that, you cannot. You cannot have remembrance. Can you tell me what are the two things? Because you also remember someone in your life, right? So what are the two things that brings the remembrance of anyone in our mind? Yeah, please, you respond. Then only I will enjoy being, you know, interacting here, right? What are the two things necessary for remembering?
Memory.
You speak from experience, like I am a child. I want to remember someone. So what are the two things necessary? Whom do you remember? You don't remember everybody, right? You meet with so many people, you see so many people on the road. You don't remember everybody, but you remember a particular person. What is the reason?
Love.
You know, if you have love for someone, they may not be with you 1,000 miles away, but you can remember them. And love is based on what? Love is based on? Come on. Love is based on what?
Heart.
Relationship. See, a child is related to the mother. There is a relationship of child and mother. So because there is relationship, there is love. And because of love, there is remembrance. So you got it? Relationship, love, remembrance. All three things go together. Even remembrance is also is of three types. No, you should not be looking here and there. Yeah? When somebody is speaking, the best way to absorb is to look and listen to the speaker. In the school also they tell us. Because body language tells more than verbal language. And if you don't look at the person and listen, you can't remember afterwards. Right? So, what I was saying, there are three types of remembrance. I want you to listen carefully and respond. You don't have the habit of writing, huh? You have, your memory is very good, huh? That you can remember everything.
You can get your notepad.
You have a notebook or not?
Yeah,
you should note everything. Because things sometimes, we may not think it is necessary now, but when you go home, it will be very useful. When you grow in Brahmin life, it's going to be very useful. Because now you have to explore, no? Many things to experience. So, as I said, what are the four things I told you about yoga, the meaning? Now you repeat your memory power, I can check. What is yoga means? Link, connection, meeting, one more, communion, union or communion, you can say. Okay, now what is the basis of yoga? Means what is the basis of remembrance? Love and relationship. Love, relationship, remembrance. Love plus relationship is equal to remembrance. Now, remembrance is of three types. So you write, you understand, now you have to reply also. One is, whenever I sit to remember Baba, I have to make effort to remember. That is the first stage. Making effort to remember. Because other things come and I have to remove it. You know, my mind is distracted, my intellect is wandering. So then I have to struggle to bring it back. And that is what we call remembrance with efforts. Secondly, natural remembrance. So you don't have to make effort. You just, when you think of yourself as a soul, naturally the Supreme Soul comes to the mind. Just like I mentioned to you, when you think about of yourself as a student, you don't make effort to remember the teacher. When you are a patient, you don't make effort to remember the doctor, right? It's just natural. So when I am soul conscious, natural remembrance of Baba comes. So that is second type. The third type of remembrance, that is what you should learn from this retreat. Yeah? What we call troublesome remembrance. Troublesome, satane valiya. I don't know whether you have had that experience with Baba. You may have had the experience with love cakes, you know. Anybody has experience? You know, troublesome remembrance means the remembrance of that person with whom I am connected is so frequent that I try to forget them, I cannot forget. Understand? So like sometimes Baba says in Sakar Murli that some children have such remembrance that they disturb my sleep. Shri Baba sleeps? But Shri Baba says some children's remembrance is so frequent, troublesome, that it wakes up Baba. It has happened. You know, when I have such frequent remembrance that Shri Baba has to wake up Brahma Baba in the middle of the night. Emergency landing. And then through Brahma Baba, he has to give, respond to that child. You have had that experience? No one? So it is, I'm sure you have, you know, love-hate relationship you may have. Yeah? Whose remembrance can be so frequent. You may have your mother, father, brother, sister, auntie, uncle, so many. But not everyone's remembrance is so frequent. But one or two people. Why? Because you consider that person as part and parcel of your life. That person is everything to me. Yeah? You feel like I cannot live without that person. Is there anybody like that in your life? I'm sure at least one person. It could be mother, it could be father, it could be grandmother, whoever. You love them so much, so much, so much that, you know, even you try to forget them, you cannot. So, if I want to make Baba's remembrance troublesome, what I have to do? I have to make Baba my world. I have to make Baba my world and live in Baba's world. What it means to make Baba your world? It means to have all relationship and all attainments from one Baba. Make a note, very important. You know, our yoga is not like hello, hi and bye. You know, hi, bye. That is no remembrance. But live in Baba's world. And what it means to live in Baba's world, all relationship, all attainments from one Baba. You see, there is mind and intellect, right, in the soul. You know that, right? Soul is made up of how many faculties? Three. What are they? Mind, intellect and sanskara. So, the mind and intellect has only two places to wander. And I'm sure whenever you sit in remembrance of Baba, your mind and intellect wanders in these two places only. One, relationships because of attachment. It goes to relationship because of attachment. And secondly, unfulfilled desires. You have some desires and they are not fulfilled. So, you sit here and you do window shopping. Yeah, sometimes we do window shopping in yoga, you know. That means you have the desire to have something, but you don't have it. So, you do window shopping. You fulfill that. So, when the intellect has only two places to go, you can check next time. When you sit in yoga, when your intellect wanders, because of attachment with somebody, because of desire somewhere. So now, all that I need to do is to transform that to Baba. All relationship with one Baba and all attainments from one Baba. But so there is no more intellect and mind to go anywhere else. I got everything from Baba and I have all relationships with Baba. My personal experience is I like to approach the subject of yoga in the form of relationship. It's another meaning for yoga. You can add one more meaning, relationship. So if you approach this subject as relationship, it's easy, it's natural, and it can be constant. If you approach yoga in the form of relationship, yoga becomes easy, yoga becomes natural, yoga becomes constant. Because life is, what is life? Is relationship. Life is relationship. Because we are always in relationship with somebody. Is that right? Either sister or brother or father or mother or nature or whatever. We are in relationship. So life is relationship. Yoga is relationship. So when I connect myself with Baba in the form of relationship, it's easy. But only the problem is, physical relationships you can see, you can touch, so you can feel, right? But Baba is intangible. Huh? He doesn't have a body, so you cannot touch. And he, you cannot see, he don't have a physical form. So how to fall in love with him? Now how to fall in love? See, people fall in love with someone because of four reasons. Why you fall in love with something? No, just general. You know, one is beauty. Anything beautiful, whether it is a scene or a flower or a building, beauty attracts. So you fall in love. Right? And secondly, relationships. That attracts. And thirdly, virtues. You know, if you see somebody with good virtues, you get attracted. You fall in love. And fourthly, someone who helps you at the time of need. You know, you have a feeling of gratitude for them. So you fall in love. So Baba got all these four qualifications. So it's easy to fall in love with Baba. Have you fallen in love with Baba? You love Baba or you have fallen in love? You have to think and answer. Don't just say. Do you love Baba or you have fallen in love? Answer, please. Answer. Fallen. How do you know? How do you know? Yeah, it could be. I don't know. You must know what it means to fall in love. You know? Why people in the world say that this one has fallen in love with someone? What it means to fall in love? To give my heart. To fall in love is give your heart. So which means exclusive remembrance. Exclusive. You know, when you sit to remember Baba, no one, nothing can come in between me and Baba. That is called falling in love. If somebody can come or something can come, you have not fallen in love. You have love, no doubt, but not falling in love. Because I have given my heart. I don't have any more heart. Anybody can pull me. Yeah? So we must definitely have that experience. See, when Dadis all came, they were of your age. You know, Prakashmani Dadi came 15 years age, another one 10 years, 12 years. But they fell in love with God See, you have heard the story of devotee Meera? Yeah, you have heard? You know, when she was a small child, 5-6 years old, I think, she was walking on the road with her mother, and there was a wedding procession going on the other side of the road. So this little child asked that mother, "What is this?" She said, "It's a wedding marriage procession." So the child asked the mother innocently, "When am I going to get married?" So the mother said, "Just like that, you are already married." So she took it literally. This is whom? Krishna. So she took it literally that I am married to Krishna. So only Krishna was in her heart. You know? Every time she would close her eyes, open her eyes in the dream, Krishna, Krishna, dancing, talking, moving. So that is called falling in love. You know? The one in whose love you have fallen, except them there is nothing. You see them in the dream, you talk about them, you walk with them, you eat with them, you do everything. Huh? So, how many of you have fallen in love? Huh? Not fallen, maybe falling. So, because it is a matter of relationship. It's not like a bhakti, you know, technical. You say, "I am a soul, point of light. Baba is supreme soul, point of light. I'm connected." You know, yoga over. So that's very technical. You don't get any feeling, right? So we don't need to do that. We must make it lively, filled with warmth. You know, just like when you remember your mother or father, you feel the warmth, isn't it? So we all need that in our life. Otherwise, our life is dry. So we try to fulfill that by getting attractive here and there. You understand? So this retreat, today itself, you change your type of remembrance to the third type. Which one?
Troublesome.
Ayo, Baba, tell me what method can I use to forget you? Now we are asking, Baba, what can I do? I keep forgetting you. We never go and tell our parents that. "Mummy, I keep forgetting you. How to remember you? Have you told your mummy like that?" No, we can't forget them. Because the love, the sustenance, the care, you know. So that is what I have to think about in my life. So what is important is to see Baba as a living being. Not a static point, you know. Living being like me. See, I am a soul, right? I am a living being. What is the sign of a living being? They have feelings. They have emotions. Right? Living. Living being means to have emotions, feelings, vibrations, right? Thoughts. So Baba also has mind. Baba also got intellect. Baba also got sanskara. So when you remember him, he feels also. And when he remembers me, I also should feel. It's two-way communication. It's not that I only all the time remembering. Then you don't feel yoga. Yeah? I must feel that I was connected. So how do you feel you are connected? Through feelings and vibrations. So one thing you should really understand If God is not a person like you, like me, person means with the body, but God has personality. I want you to underline, think about it. God is not a person. You know, Mister, he's not a Mister, he's not a Mrs., but he is mystery. Not mystery, but he is mystery. Why? Because he can see without eyes, he can hear without ears, he can talk without mouth, he can hug you without hands, right? Right? So, he's mystery. Suppose if somebody asks you, have you met God? What would you say? Have you met God? Have you experienced connected with God in yoga? How do you feel when you are connected? Just like two wires, when they are connected, what happens? Electricity comes. And by mistake, if your hand goes there, what you will get?
Shock.
And what it does, it will throw you. But here what happens? When I am connected, it pulls me towards itself. That electricity throws you, this current pulls you. That's why we say yoga, in yoga, like attracts like. In science, opposite pole attracts. But in silence, like attracts like. That means, if you are soul conscious, Baba is also soul. So soul consciousness attracts God, like a magnet. And the more soul conscious you practice, the longer you can hold on to that connection. How long can you hold on to the connection with Baba? 1 minute? 10 minutes? How many minutes? Say. Say. Huh? How long can you hold on? No, no, say. Each one of you, not one person always answer. Everybody should answer. How long can you hold on to this connection? It's not like, you know, touch and go. You know, touch and go means touch and drop. No, I can hold as long as I want, because depending on my soul conscious practice. Right? So, actually, I need to know myself, who I am, what I am, as I am, first of all. And then secondly, I need to know Baba as he is, what he is and who he is. So without knowing each other, we cannot connect. You cannot connect with anyone without knowing, isn't it? You have to know the person before you connect. So do you know Baba as he is, what he is, who he is? How many of you know? Yeah? And do you know what you are, as you are, what you are, who you are? You don't know. Have you taken first lesson? Raj Yoga, soul consciousness? So what it means? What you learn in that lesson? As you are, what you are and who you are. As refers to the form of the soul. What is the form of the soul? Point of light. And what is soul? What is soul? What is soul? As I am, what I am. Soul is of course energy. The word what refers to? Desire. Desire never comes here. What refers to what? You know, it refers to the qualities of the soul. I am peace, I am love, what am I? The seven qualities of the soul. And who am I? No, we are all actors in this drama. Who am I? Who am I? What kind of an actor I am? All souls in the whole world are actors. But who am I? Hero, heroine. Baba says you are hero, heroine actors. Who am I? This is my self-respect. I am a fortunate soul. I am a powerful soul. I am a victorious soul. This is what I am. The same thing. To know Baba as he is means point of light. You know, who he is refers to his occupation. What is God's occupation? Do you know? No, just think. Don't immediately answer. You have to think a little bit in silence. Then answer comes. What is the occupation of your father? You are looking somewhere else. Nobody is looking at me. I see everybody, somebody like this, somebody like this. I don't know whether you are listening or... I'm not sure. So what is the occupation of your father? What did you learn in the second lesson? No, occupation. God's occupation which nobody can take up. Only one person got that occupation. And we now take up that because of being children. What does God do which nobody else can do? Purify. Okay, what else? No, God's occupation is giver of happiness, remover of sorrow. And that is why people remember God when they are in sorrow. They don't remember God when they are in happiness. Because his occupation is to remove sorrow to gain happiness. That's what he is. And what he is refers to the qualities, his personality. You can describe 6 personality of God, qualities of God. Can you? Come on. Say 6 qualities of God. Yeah. 6. No. Just like I said 7 qualities of the soul. So 7 qualities of God. Say? No, but there's a difference. Otherwise we will all become God if it is the same. Then there will be fatherhood, no brotherhood. Come on. How do you describe God's quality? Ocean of what?
Speak up.
Ocean of love. Then?
Door of virtue.
No. Ocean of peace. We are talking about the personality, that is the praise of God. Praise of God can be 101. Personality, very important. Because personality quality is intrinsic. It never finishes, it never gets destroyed. Ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of mercy, truth, almighty authority, ocean of forgiveness. So what do we do when we have yoga? When you say I connect with God, what do you connect yourself with? It's not the static light, you know, some people do that. They think, you know, we have a point of light picture. So when they sit in yoga, they will stare at that electric light, thinking they are looking at God. Point of light. It is not God. That is only symbolic. Yeah? So when I connect means I connect with the personality of God. You know, the point of light has this personality. So I connect my quality with the personality of God. So the longer I remain connected, I make God's personality my personality. So that means I receive that inheritance. You understand? So that is called yoga. I'm going to stop. I want to just complete here. You know, that is what is called yoga. Connecting myself, my quality with the personality of God, so I can draw it and become God-like. Not God himself, but God-like. Okay? So now you can ask questions.
Thank you so much, Miraman. I think you answered most of the questions with your talk. There are some which are quite different.
Why don't they ask themselves? I would prefer them asking.
Yeah.
I think it is better we should hear them speaking.
Sure.
Instead of one person asking. If it is their question, let them ask.
Would you like to ask?
Yeah, not like they should ask. You give them mic. Their question, whatever question you have given, you ask your question. Okay. Yeah, I would like to hear. Pass it on. There are questions by them, right? So you ask what you have written. Come on.
What
I
have
think
you
it's
written?
Good. I would like to hear your voice.
Just stay.
Yeah, come on.
Amritvela is important because at that time Baba comes in meetings. So what is the importance of 7 to 7:30 meditation?
So that is our discipline, because we have certain timetables that we have set. So it is one of the discipline for the evening meditation, as much importance we give to the morning. So that much sunset meditation is also important, because that is the time when there is less pollution in the atmosphere, and so we can connect ourselves easily. So even in the part of bhakti, they call it as sandhya kal. Sandhya kal means dusk. One is dawn, the other is dusk. So both times are important. Whatever you have written, you just ask. So you have not written?
All of them have written questions.
Huh?
All of them have.
They must pass on the question to them. Let them read what
But they haven't written their names on it.
No, then you pick one and read it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just pick one
just
and
pick
read.
One.
You finish, no? Then others. You read.
Read.
How do you meditate for a long time?
Okay. Then next one, pass. First, one for each. No, let them all take one first. Because they need time to read, because other people's handwriting, no? Yeah, take one. Because we must hear them talking. They are not talking. Okay? You heard the mic.
Just pass it around, not the mic.
Okay. You read, sister. Yeah.
Where is the starting and ending point of drama?
Okay, next one.
How to concentrate during Amritvela without sleeping.
Okay.
How do you get a good connection with Baba?
Okay.
What's the difference between yoga and meditation?
Okay.
Why do we have to stay quiet?
How do you do yoga? How do you do yoga? You already got the answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we have thoughts in yoga? Is there another option than taking coffee to prevent sleeping during meditation?
Okay.
How do people go in France?
No more questions. You also can take those one in the room. Take one. All of you also take one. Good. Okay. Repeat.
How can you stop the things that are distracting you while doing yoga?
Okay.
What is the true meaning of yoga? Which we answered already. How do you study Raja Yoga?
This is the same question. Why is 7 p.m.
and
7:30
meditation ready? Okay. Yours? No question. Okay. So, first, let me answer this question. One question is already answered. What is yoga? Yeah? The difference between yoga and meditation, actually, we start with meditation, we end with yoga. They are not separate. To start with meditation means we create pattern of thoughts. Contemplation on the soul, contemplation on God. And when we have reached to a stage where the contemplation of the soul and God has reached to the climax, then there is the union. Yoga is union. So that is why in Raj Yoga meditation we have three stages. Journey inward, soul consciousness. Journey upwards, where you begin to go to the soul world. And thirdly, journey outwards, where you touch the light of God. Yoga. So meditation, you start with meditation. Meditation means using the mind in the right way. You cannot, you know, there was one question, you know, you cannot be thoughtless. Whether you do yoga or not, even in human life, we are not thoughtless. We are always thinking. But the difference between ordinary thinking and thinking in meditation is you are able to use the mind in a positive way. That is called meditation. Yeah? Using the mind in a positive way, that is when you know you are meditating. Otherwise, you are just thinking. So thinking can be scattered. Meditation is focused. Yeah? So you cannot be free from thoughts, no? somebody. And what it means to be quiet, you know, it is, the word quiet is used for physical. You know, when somebody is talking too much, what do you say? Please keep quiet. That means don't talk. So we don't use the word quiet for yoga. We can only say silence the mind. You know, you don't become quiet. Quiet is physical. Silencing the mind. That means not stop thinking. You know, it is slow speed. Quantity of thoughts less. Quality of thoughts positive. That is silence. Silence means just a few thoughts, but savoring those thoughts. Not thinking all the time. Creating thought and feeling. Right? And we don't make effort to go in trance. There is no effort needed. Nobody can go in trance by making any efforts. But it is a gift certain souls have received naturally, that the yoga of intellect is being pulled by Baba, but it is not anything special about them, but it is their part in drama, that's all. If I am not going in trance, it doesn't mean that I am not a good soul. Some people think that way, you know, maybe I am not so pure, that's why Baba doesn't pull my intellect. No, not necessary. Like Mama never went in trance, but Mama would explain the significance of those who go in trance, they come back, they don't understand. Mama will explain to them, but she never went in trance. So it is not something that we have to make effort for, but it's not necessary also. To tell you honestly, going in trance is a PT. You know, in a school we have PT. What is PT?
Huh? Physical training.
Physical training. So trance is like that only. It's games, sports. You don't get any marks from that. It is neither jnana nor yoga. It's play. So if you don't go, it doesn't matter. Yes? What was the other question?
Yeah.
While listening, if you have any other question, you ask.
Yeah. Whose question hasn't been answered yet?
You have raised, no? Raise a question. Is your question answered? You're feeling sleepy, huh? You want to sit on the chair? You feel uncomfortable sitting on the floor? I feel like that. You're feeling very uncomfortable. You want to sit on the sofa? So what was your question?
Should we have thoughts in yoga?
Yeah, so you cannot be without thoughts. You have to think. That's what we have to learn. The technique of yoga means learn to think right type of thoughts. You have to know that we cannot be free from thinking even otherwise. But we must learn the technique, what kind of thoughts we must have while we are in yoga. That is called technique. So you cannot be free from thoughts. Okay? Any other question not answered?
I think the one which was how to not have sleep during Amrit Vela.
Okay. No. Means, it's first of all, I need to know correct method of meditating. Amrit Vela you leave aside. You know, first you must enjoy yoga during the day. You must get to know yourself. Practice a lot of soul consciousness during the day. You must have so much of love for Baba in your heart. You know, you keep remembering him again and again. And as I said, to make Baba the part and parcel of my life. You can think about Amrit Vela afterwards. You know, during the day, I need to have that kind of remembrance, that kind of connection. Otherwise you cannot even wake up, let alone not feeling sleepy. You don't have the pull to wake up. Why should I sacrifice my sleep? Sleep is more sweeter than remembering Baba, you know? Why should I wake up? It's a great sacrifice. But if I have had love for Baba during the day, churning knowledge, intoxication of knowledge, you know, living with Baba, you know, combined form, experiencing Baba's companionship. You know, it's life. Yoga is life. It is not a job. It's not a profession that you do few hours a day. If you are approaching the subject like that, you cannot wake up in the morning, let alone sleepy or not sleepy. So how do you approach yoga subject? As a job? As a profession? You should look at it as a hobby. You know what is hobby? What is hobby? What is hobby? Do you have any hobby? What is your hobby?
Sport.
Sport hobby. So, what is your hobby? Don't just repeat because somebody is saying. Be honest. What is your hobby?
Aquarium.
Swimming.
No, fishes and all.
Fishes. And your hobby? No, his one.
Playing football.
Football. You?
Sports.
Your hobby?
Sewing.
Drawing.
Drawing. Okay. And you?
Reading.
Yes? Writing.
Dancing.
Dancing. Acha. Okay. You? Art. Okay. You?
Reading.
Yours?
Yoga.
Hobby.
Yeah.
In?
Music.
Running.
Running hobby? So what do you run? See, what I mentioned hobby means, you're feeling so yawning. putting his mouth. Maybe you need some exercise a little bit, sir. So actually hobby means special interest. So when you have special interest for something, you make time for it. Right? Somehow, because you enjoy doing it, you will make time for it. Otherwise you would say, if I find time, I will do it. For hobby we will never say that. Because it's close to my heart. Even if it is midnight also I will do it. Because it's my hobby. You know? But if it is no hobby, I will say, no, I don't have time, I was busy. So there is a difference between saying, I make time for something and I find time for something. So when do you say, I will make time? And when do you say, I will find time? Can you give me one example? When do you say, I will find time? And when do you say, I will make time? What it means to find time and make time? So, one person don't answer all the time, others also have to answer. Yeah, otherwise people think that we don't have to talk. Yeah? So what it means to find time and make time? See? Yeah?
To clear up your schedule.
What would you say? What would you say? Make time or find time? You will make time to?
Find time.
No, you will make time to clear up your schedule. And when would you say you will find time? You understand my question? No? When would you say, I will make time? Definitely I will make time. Yeah, give me one example.
When it's your hobby?
No, give me one example, practical example.
You make time to play football?
No, it means general I'm talking about, you know. What does it show when you say, I make time?
Like, what's the difference in the attitude?
Yeah.
Either you say, I make time, or I find time.
See, when something is optional, you would say, if I find time, I will do it. It's not crucial. It's optional. Yeah, if I find time, you know, do you meditate? Ah, if I find time, I will do it. It's optional. But for eating, for sleeping, what would you say? You will make time to bite something. You will find time to take a nap. Why? It is necessity. So what makes you say you make time is when it is necessity. When it is optional, you would say, yeah, I'll find time if I find time. So Baba also says, if you tell Baba, that is like giving excuse. When you say, if I find time, that is like giving excuses to God. And God will also say, if I find time, I will give you your inheritance. God also will say, if He finds time, then He will meet you. Because you also say to God, if I find time, I will meet you. So He will also say, if I find time, I will meet you. Would you like that? Huh? No? If I find time, I will remember you. So God will also say, if I find time, I will think of you. It cannot be that I don't think of Him and He should think of me. That is not possible. So that is why I have to make sure I understand the importance of meditation. I have to make time. You may not find time, but you make time. And you make time when it is necessity. Right? So you must realize the need of meditation now. You must realize the need of remembrance of Baba in everything. If I don't realize the need, I will not feel the necessity. I will give many excuses. Oh, I slept late, so I did not wake up in the morning. Oh, it was raining, that's why I did not come to class. You know, I was sick. How? What sick? Half a degree of fever. Half a degree. And I will give, oh, I was sick, I couldn't come. But I can go to school after Murli is over. I was okay. Because I feel the need of going to school. But I don't feel the need of the Murli. Yeah, it's okay, afterwards I can read. See? So I just need to understand the importance of this time. This period of time. Those who have recognized the importance of this period of time, they will never say, if I find time. They will always make time. Because they know the second part, it will never come back. You understand? So any other question not answered? Huh? Check. Any other question not answered?
Any open questions?
Yeah?
You want to do it like often, like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, she's especially expert in yoga, I would say. So, anything that you want to...
I thought you are going to be more interactive, so it is very hard to make you speak. Yeah?
Yes, I'm second day, you
But in this age, they are more talkative. We have to make them Not to talk. Are you feeling shy or scared? Either way, you know, you're shy, you don't speak, or you're scared, you don't speak. What is the problem?
Both.
So actually, you know, when you look at us, you should not look at, okay, oh, they are seniors, I cannot. We are not lion and tiger, we won't eat you up. We are also souls like you, we are also sisters and brothers, right? So we are classmates, meeting. So how do you meet with your classmates? Friendly, right? So we are meeting friendly. So you must open up. So say something now. Huh? So now each one of you share one thing that you have learned for the past 1 hour, more than 1 hour. Yeah? Okay, take the mic. I think it's better you stand up and face everyone and say, no, not look into the book, from the heart. We don't want reading the line from the book. Put your books, close your books, and speak from the heart. What did you learn from the past more than an hour?
I learned that meditation should be a hobby. Not we do for 1 hour, 2 hours, then we leave it there.
And what's hobby mean?
Hobby means it's a necessity.
Special interest, actually. Yeah. Okay. You introduce yourself also? Yeah.
My name is Amrish.
How long in knowledge?
I'm 10 years in India.
Okay, you're from Malaysia. Okay. You also introduce.
My name is Bhuvi. 6 years.
Knowledge. Uh-huh. And you're from?
Dubai.
Dubai. Okay. What did you learn?
That you start with meditation and you end with yoga. I always thought you just did yoga.
Uh-huh. So, start with meditation means creating thoughts.
My name is Ishika. I'm from the US. I think I've been about 8 years in Ghana.
And how old are you now?
15.
Uh-huh. So that means you came to knowledge when you were 6 years old?
Yeah. What I learned from you is you have to make Baba your world and leave all your relationships and attainments to Baba.
My name is Shiv and I've been in Ghana all my life. And I'm from Australia.
How old are you?
12.
So you came
I'm
to knowledge?
I'm 13.
Huh?
13.
You know, one sister was giving her introduction. She says, I am 12 years in Gyan and I'm 11 years old. Can you solve this puzzle? I am. 12 years in Gyan, but I am 11 years old.
The monk took Gyan when she was.
Yes. She heard knowledge when she was in the womb of the mother. Of course, her name, she took birth, that is 11 years old. So, is that your case also?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, how many years, how old are you now?
I'm 12.
So you came to knowledge, you're 12 years old and you came when you were born, before you were born. Came to knowledge before she was born. You're from?
Australia.
Which part?
Victoria.
Victoria, okay.
The remembrance, the way to remember someone is like love and relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm Neha. I have been in Ghana since 12 years.
And how old are you?
13
years.
I'm from Melbourne. I I love that connective quality with the personality of God. My name is Roshni, I'm from London. I've been in Guam since I was, well, before I was born. And I learned that we should have troublesome remembrance of Baba.
My name is Arian, I'm from Dubai. I've been in Guam since I was small, maybe around 7, 8 years.
How old are you now?
15. Today what I learned special was in science, opposites attract and silence likes attract.
So that means soul attracts Shibaba, Shibaba attracts soul.
I'm Tushar from Delhi. I've been...
How come you got the chance to be here from Delhi? Huh? You're special.
Last year, I
think
he gave permission.
Ah,
yeah. I've been in Guyan since 6 years and I learned that.
How old are you now?
13. I learned that we have to keep our every relationship with God.
And which relationship you like with God?
Friends.
Friends, okay.
My name is Arnav. I'm from the United States of America. New Jersey. I've been in Gyan for 5 years about, and I'm 14 right now. We learned that God should be someone you think of every day, not just like your friend that you think of like not every day.
My name is Nikhil. I'm from Canada and I've been in Guyana.
Which part of Canada?
Calgary. Mm-hmm. I've been in Guyana for about 5.5 years and I learned today the three types of remembrance: effort, natural, and troublesome.
So, which one you will. Just knowing it's not enough. What is the next step?
Practicing
which remembrance?
Natural and troublesome.
Mm-hmm. So what you need to do that with for that?
Connect with Baba.
So you know when you use the word Baba, you should really feel that electric current because there is a relationship of the soul with Baba. So he is a living being, you know, not a static point. Baba is a living being like me. Yeah, I got feelings, I got emotion, I got thoughts. So that's why, you know, sometimes in the movie Baba says, Baba and Shibaba were having chat with each other about children and how Baba feels, you know. He expresses many times, so you can feel that, how the feeling.
My name is Chitesh, I'm from Mauritius, 10 years in Guyana, and the point is, we must take yoga as a hobby.
What?
We must take yoga as a hobby.
We must take yoga as a hobby.
Hobby. What does hobby mean? What does hobby mean? What is the other name for hobby? So if you don't
what
understand...
What we like to do.
Huh?
What we like to do.
No. Special interest. You know, there has to be interest in everything. Then only you will make time to do it. You know? That's why we say zeal and enthusiasm. If you don't have zeal, you don't have enthusiasm. Zeal means interest. So when you have interest to do something, you make time for it. Hmm? Right? Yeah. You already shared? Yeah? You can also share? Yeah? Why not? Here nobody is a teacher. All are students. Hmm?
So my name is Jishika from the UK, 4 years in Gyan. I won't reveal my age, physical age. I like how you say how to fall in love with Baba. It's on the four bases of the relationship, the virtues, and so it's Baba providing, giving us help at a time of need. And what was the first one? Yeah, beauty. So that's something that's really kind of, it is, it's such a nice summary of, it brings so much clarity. Anyone else would like to share?
Yeah. Okay, share others also.
So, my name is Beatrice, I'm from Italy, 8 years in Yan, and I like to, you know, it was a new word, troublesome. I never heard it before, so it was, you know, something that I experienced, but I never put it as a Yan thing, so it's good to have it as, yeah, now I'm troublesome remembrance.
For me, just observing Mirabhan's enthusiasm and passion for yoga was so inspiring. That she has that love for Baba really from the heart. And, you know, I was just catching the vibrations when she was sharing. And for me, you know, to have that state of mind of, you know, that constant, effortless and troublesome relationship with Baba is something that inspired me today, and I will continue in my practice. So thank you so much, Mirabhan, for, you know, all your zeal and enthusiasm and sharing with us.
She will also share.
Yes.
So the name is Nicole, originally from Austria, but I'm living in London, UK. What I liked best about today's session was when you spoke about our subtle relationship with Baba. You know, like how we can have that experience that Baba hugs us, and that we can talk to Baba and listen to Baba. And it's very unique, very special. And very fulfilling, that no other relationship can provide, and you know, constant. With Baba we can experience that constantly. With all other relationships, sooner or later there's disappointment, because all the souls are limited in that way. So it was just a beautiful reminder of that experience. Thank you.
So just to make sure, you know, while you are here, before you leave, you really master this art. Not yawning, yeah? No more. No, Baba says yawning is a sign of? Yes. And it is contagious, you know. One person starts, it goes to other people very fast.
We can open the windows maybe after.
Yeah. I think we need some exercise. Yeah. Energy, yes. Oxygen is lacking.
Yeah, we'll probably do some.
Yeah.
So,
would
you
just
kindly give them some
blessing
and tools?
Yeah. Sure.
And there is also
a
special story from Garden.
Oh, wonderful.
Garden.
So good luck for the rest of the time. Yeah, I know. Hello, Om Shanti. When we started this inviting 13 years old, we never had this before. This is the second year, I think. Last year we had, and this is the second year. So many younger ones, they were very happy. Oh, we are going to the youth retreat. We don't want no more children. Yeah? I know the excitement people had, because they did not want to go anymore to the children retreat because they think they are grown up now, 13 years. And of course, they cannot fit into the 25-year-old youth. So when we had this special session, I think all of you were very happy, right? You got a promotion from children to youth. But now you have to give the proof of your participation. Yeah? What Baba has given us. So in Hindi they say, Bade to Bade se Bade Chote Subhanallah. That means the elder ones are elderly anyway, but the little ones are equal to God. So you are Chote to Subhanallah. So have that self-respect and intoxication. Yeah? Om Shakti.